We're previewing the high school boys basketball postseason this morning on WRMJ. Ty Taylor talking with Sherrard boys basketball coach Alex Johnson, finishing up his first regular season as the head coach at Sherrard after a year as an assistant last year. 16-10 overall, 8-4 in the track West. Coach Johnson, what'd you think of the regular season this year for the Tigers?
You know, I think that's about that as best we could hope. And, you know, coming into this season, we have a pretty young and experienced team, and we knew that was going to be a little bit challenging at the beginning, but we were confident in the talent that we had, and we have a bunch of good kids, and they come out and they've worked hard every day. They believe in the process, and you know, my coaching staff's been tremendous this year with Coach Jones and Coach Greenman coming over and helping, and then Coach Marshall, who's been with me for a while. And you know, between that and the players who were motivated and that they've had great attitudes all year, I mean, that's the type of things that you need to have a successful season. And so, you know, coming into it, you know, generally we want to win the championship. I think we made a lot of positive strides this year heading into the postseason. And so we're pretty proud of it, but we're not necessarily ready to settle either right now.
First winning season for Sherrard and boys basketball for 13 years. I think you said finished second in the conference behind Rock Ridge, and then, you know, a top four seed in the subsectional, which is something I think a lot of teams kind of shoot for when they, you know, begin the season. So, you know, kind of hitting all three of those milestones, something you haven't done either in a while or ever before. What did that mean, you know, just kind of for the program?
Yeah, I mean, I think it really began last year. I mean, Coach Hutton and I, we talked about, he did a great job last year setting in things in place to be able to build on this year. And I think the relationships that we were able to build, me and Coach Marshall, I think that was pretty critical as well. You know, Sherrard basketball, they've been a team that's been very competitive the last few years, but they just haven't been able to put it together. And a lot of it goes to our kids, you know, that they don't necessarily have that mindset or the history, because they're only 14, 15, 16 years old, that you manage Sherrard basketball has been winning championships and things like that. So we've really been working on changing mindset, learning how to win. And I mean, they've just bought into it. And we've had our ups and downs this year, but really what's been impressive is that second half of the season, you've seen their growth, you've seen their maturity, and they've really put things together here to put us in a pretty good position here coming into regionals.
Yeah, talking about the second half of the season for you, I know 7-7 at one point, kind of early January. Then over your final 12 games of the season, you went 9-3. What kind of stuck out to you about maybe what's caused that nice run you've went on? And also, do you feel like you're kind of peaking at the right time as you enter the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, we are peaking at the right time. I mean, one nice thing about this group is that I do think that we still have room to grow. And I think a lot of teams, especially if they're kind of senior laden, is that you know what they are going into regionals. But, you know, the big change is just, you know, the two things is, you know, maturity within our players, really understanding what it takes to compete at the varsity level. And, you know, that took some time. We had some early success this year, but then when you get into December, January, you know, I think maybe our focus and maybe some of the things that the coaches were preaching maybe weren't being taken as wholeheartedly as needed to. And so we had to take some losses in that stretch to learn. But what they've done here in the second half of the season is that they started buying in that every possession matters, that we got to defend at a high level, and that we have to be ready every single game. And, you know, that maturity and growth, I think, has really been what has really kind of pushed us to a strong second half and, you know, hopefully a strong run here in regionals as well.
You look at, you know, the group you have where your starting lineup now are four juniors and a freshman, where, you know, you've seen kind of Carter Brown, who is your freshman point guard, his role grow. Two sophomores, me off the bench, Ryland Carton and James Blackwell, who I think, you know, their playing time and their role has grown throughout the season. And just the junior kids you kind of rely on too. How much growth, you were talking about growth a little bit, you know, in your last answer, but how much growth have you really seen just from every kid on your team, you know, from day one now as you enter the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, just from our whole program standpoint, from freshmen to seniors, just their habits are becoming better. And I think that's just has a lot to do with confidence, and that when you're winning games, it helps reinforce that, okay, this is why we do things. And so, I mean, that has been a huge, and I mean, even our seniors and then our juniors as well, they are the kind of leaders of the program. And so they've been great every day at practice. As the season went, you know, it's tough to play varsity basketball. And when you're trying to play young guys, I've never had a team this young in my coaching career, but it takes 10, 15 games to even get comfortable. You know, the idea of the environment and the physicality and the speed of the game, it just takes a lot of time to get used to. And it took time for Carter and James and Rylan and even our juniors to kind of get that. So that was some of our struggles mid-season. But, you know, you give them a lot of credit right now, because coming down the stretch run, you've seen their growth. They've been playing good games. You've seen games where, you know, they're putting the ball in the hole, and really their defense and physicality and rebounding has been a lot of the key to our success and their success as well. So, I mean, it is a program thing that they have bought in, which as a coaching staff, we're very fortunate. And those guys, I mean, the maturity level of our younger guys and our juniors as well, with Jack and Holland and Aiden and Noah and the rest of them, that it's been really kind of a pleasure to see. And hopefully, you know, something that we can continue to work on here the next week before we start regionals.
And when you look ahead to the regional you're in, going to Rock Ridge, as we said, the fourth seed in the subsectional, playing on Wednesday, either the winner of Knoxville or Alleman. And then, you know, if you get to the regional title game on Friday night, I think most likely maybe a third matchup with Rock Ridge. So as you just look at, you know, your postseason draw in the regional as a whole, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good draw for us, but you know, what it is to win a regional championship is they got to beat really good teams, maybe even great teams along the way. I mean, Alleman, they're much improved this year. Coach Thomas has done a nice job. And, you know, Knoxville, Coach Hughes, what he's done in his 5, 6, 7 years there has been really impressive. So we're looking forward to being able to play one of those two teams. I know they're both tough-nosed, and that game on Wednesday is going to be really, really difficult for us. And we just have to make sure that we're preparing the next 4 days to win. And, you know, if we're fortunate enough to get that and Rock Ridge comes out on the other side, you know, that is an unbelievable, awesome opportunity for us. And, you know, I don't worry about what happened the last two times if that's what happens. What we do is we go one game at a time, and then we just give it our best shot. And the biggest thing that we can do right now is keep getting better. So we have 5, 6 days here before we get ready for our regional game. We got to make sure we maximize that, we keep improving, and then when we tip up on Wednesday, that we're just ready to compete at the highest possible level.
Girard boys basketball coach Alex Johnson joining us. The Tigers open the postseason Wednesday against either Knoxville or Alleman. Coach, thanks for talking with us. Good luck in the postseason.
Yeah, absolutely, Ty. Anytime, man. Appreciate it.
And more coming up on WRMJ after this.